KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 15th of April, 722. 66 degrees on our way to 84, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Lisa Harder with the Kansas Children's Service League in to preview a Healthy Families open house coming up on April the 25th. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. So I imagine you're not yet in the office, but how are things going here at Kansas Children's Service League so far this season?
Pretty good. We stay pretty busy with, I'm actually am in the office because it's the quietest place I can think of, but besides the trains going by right now. But right. We're pretty busy, of course it's Child Abuse Prevention Month, and so we're very, very busy with that. Just spreading awareness for Child Abuse Prevention Month, and you guys, people may have noticed all of the maybe the pinwheel gardens that are planted around town. We've done quite a few of those along with other community partners, and just spread that awareness.
And you are based at the Humanitarian Center, is that correct?
Correct. Yes, okay. We are. Second floor.
Second floor there. Well, let's talk about the mission of the Kansas Children's Service League before we get to our Healthy Families options. Been a while since we've had you on, and we certainly want to touch base again and let people know of the work and the mission of KCSL.
Absolutely. So our mission is to protect and promote the well-being of children. KCSL has been around since 1893, and we are a statewide nonprofit agency that serves thousands of Kansas children and families each year. We work on skill building, evidence-based programming, providing hope with our families. Our program works with children and families in the areas of health, safety, and education to succeed and break the cycles of neglect, abuse, and trauma. And we help both parents and children develop skills for success in their families and in school and workplaces. And so just helping to prevent child abuse and neglect and offer that family support, and improving school readiness and providing parent and community education throughout the state.
Speaking of that, Lisa, do you find that there's a lot of parents who maybe fall into some of these cycles for a range of factors? Or once you start learning about the backstories here of the people that you're serving, can you kind of pretty well readily tell that, okay, that they were going to have some issues here that we can help out with?
There are some common factors with a lot of our families. Barriers are, they have to overcome. They're just overburdened families that are dealing with homelessness or low education, unemployment, history of abuse and neglect. Maybe they have substance abuse history or mental health history, just things that are barriers to them just becoming the best parents that they want to be.
Now that's kind of
so we're able to just ask some support to that.
Gotcha. It kind of leads into the Healthy Families open house. So let's talk a little bit about exactly what is going to be taking place, and then we can start maybe using that into going to a more broader discussion here about exactly what Healthy Families is and how that works out.
Okay. So like you said before, our open house is April 25th. From 4:30 to 5:30, it's a come and go. We're going to have refreshments, and we'll have myself as well as some of our advisory council members and some of our staff here, just to, as people drop by and find out about us, just talk about who we are and what we do and, how they can help if they choose to.
With Healthy Families, first off, how do families get connected to you so they can get started? And really, how does the Healthy Families program offer those supports for families, especially those who may be struggling with one or several different factors that could essentially tear them apart if they don't have the supports in place?
Yes. So they're referred to us either through the hospital or WIC, DCF, and a lot of our referrals come from current or past participants even. And so if they meet, they have to pass our screening, and then once they pass the screening to qualify for our program, then we reach out to them and enroll them, and then our family support specialist visit with them once a week for about an hour, and we bring out curriculum or information, activities to work on with the family that helps strengthen that parent-child bonding and attachment and that parent-child interaction. And, you know, we teach them about how to read cues or how to do empathetic parenting. And we can also help with other things such as nutrition and health and gosh, even budgeting. I mean, a lot of our parents want help with budgeting. We also provide transportation for those parents who don't have a way to doctor's appointments for moms or babies, WIC appointments, things like that. And then we also, if they need something that we can't directly provide, we connect them to a local resource here in town.
So how long is the program generally?
Yeah, so typically they're in our program for about 3 years. So we like to graduate them when kiddo's ready to go on into preschool. Sometimes we might hang on to them a little bit longer if they still need that support, but it's generally for about 3 years.
So have you found a lot of success for you know, the parents that basically make it through the program, Lisa?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We have graduations all the time, and we make a big deal about it. It's a huge success, and we find sometimes the families don't want to leave our program because they enjoy and they appreciate that support that we give them. Because a lot of times, you know, with some families, we're their only support. And so, you know, of course, they don't want to say goodbye to their only support. But by the time that we've graduated them, they're pretty confident in their parenting, and they're connected to the resources that they need. So they're pretty successful after they graduate our program.
Lisa, maybe before we can wrap things up here and then we reset and remind folks about the open house coming up here on the 25th, maybe with this being Child Abuse Prevention Month, you can talk a little bit about KCSL's interconnection with other similar agencies and entities here locally and area-wide in order to just kind of broaden that safety network here for families.
So we do partner with SOS, we partner with DCF, we partner with WIC and through our referral system and also with community events. We were just out at the DCF parking lot party last Friday just to let them know that we're all in this together. We all are in it to help the families, to support the families and help them to be successful in their parenting.
Okay. Remind us again the when and the where here for the Healthy Families Open House coming up.
So April 25th at the Humanitarian Building on 215 West 6th, second floor from 4:30 to 5:30. Come and go. Come in and talk with us, visit with us, and let us tell you what we do.
Lisa, good to talk to you. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Lisa Harder with Kansas Children's Service League. Their Healthy Families Open House coming up on Thursday, April 25th. Chuck?
All right, and if you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots or, well, in this case, we're going to tell you, if you want to be part of the morning show for our slate of interviews, you can't go next this week because we're full. Next week is virtually wide open, however. So if you have an event or an activity that you'd like to have highlighted, call us, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow morning, we'll be having SOS Executive Director Mickey Edwards and 2022 Miss Kansas Ayanna Schumacher. Schumacher is going to be in town Thursday. We'll get the preview tomorrow morning.
All right, looking forward to that. Our primetime newsmaker on a Monday brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. 731, 66 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union is ready to help you tackle your home improvement jobs this spring. Looking to remodel your